The C3 that I see does not look like me. It looks a million times bigger and a million times brighter than I am. It is much more than I nor any one of us can perceive alone. It is something that we must begin to comprehend and to lay a hold of together in many moments like these in the coming days. The C3 that I see still exists for the glory and the worship of God, for the building up of the saints, and for the salvation of lost people. And we will not compromise on any of these pursuits for the sake of a warmer societal reception. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are going to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ. The C3 that I see is still not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for the salvation of all who believe. For in it a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is received by faith. The C3 that I see loves the word of God. We lean in submissively and eagerly to receive it. We also equally prize fellowship with the Spirit. We are not spirit churches at the expense of the word, nor are we churches of the word at the expense of the Spirit. Such churches don't actually exist. A church is either of both the Spirit and the Word, or it is not a church at all. We are churches. The C3 that I see honors our founders, who are living pillars who will leave us with no altars or high places that we must tear down. So we will not dishonor them or their legacy by burying talents in the ground or by putting lamps under baskets. And we will certainly not become the stuffy, tedious crowd whose grip they have fought so long and hard to liberate us from. We will not become able to be characterized by a nauseating and clonish sameness. We will not settle again for frumpy, drab, and shabby. We will be creative, innovative, excellent, and aspirational. The C3 that I see is not a reheated formulaic franchise with a cookie cutter template. We are not bound together by bonds of policy, though these we do and we must have. But the C3 that I see is a global family enveloped by a big hug. The C3 that I see looks and sounds as manifold as the customs and the songs of every tribe and tongue, with embodiments of our C3 culture contextualized in the riches of the nations. It is an inviting foretaste of heaven on earth. It is a coat of many colors, the kind of coat that good fathers give to dreaming sons. The C3 that I see is what we are becoming, built on the foundation of what we have already become. It is as much African as it is Aussie. It is as much Asian as it is American. It is as much in the nations that end in Stan as it is in the nations that end in land. The C3 that I see is big and small. It is city and village. It is developed and developing. It is as much female as it is male. The C3 that I see does not look like me. It looks a million times bigger and a million times brighter than I am. It looks much more like you multiplied. It looks like those in your churches now and those who will walk through the open doors of your church in the coming days. We haven't even met the lion's share of our future yet. Our future is both here now and is soon to walk through our open doors. So let's open the doors and welcome the future of C3. Which brings me to why the C3 that I see still looks a little like me. The C3 that I see looks a millionth part like me. The C3 that I see looks a little like me because I'll be here. In the month of May 1999, I walked through the open doors of a C3 church. I was just a kid, 17 years old, a 17-year-old kid at a dead end with nothing and with no hope. Some churches have visible doors which are open to all, but invisible doors which are shut to some, shut to kids like me. And we may not see them or feel them immediately, but we bump up against them pretty quickly. They say to us, you can only go so far here. You can go so far, but no further. C3 has never said that to me. C3 has always been a church which opened all of their doors for me. C3 has given me so much: salvation, community, purpose, opportunity. C3 has been where I've been made. Whatever I am, I've become in C3. C3 took a risk on me. So I'm deeply indebted and grateful to C3. And I'll always be here doing whatever I can and giving all that I have to keep the doors of C3 open for people to walk through. Especially those who are like me when C3 first opened their doors to me. The C3 that I see does not look like me. It looks like the next person to walk through our open doors. The C3 that I see does not look like me, but I'm committed to being at the door to welcome the future in. Join me at the door. Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. If you're a pastor or a leader, we'd love to connect with you. Throughout the year, around the world, at our regional gatherings are a great opportunity for pastors to come and discover who we are as a movement. Or if you simply want to come and be refreshed and blessed, you're more than welcome. If you're interested, reach out at hello@c3churchglobal.com. That's hello@c3churchglobal.com. See you again soon.